Ohio Valley farmers are facing some tough decisions about whether to use a controversial herbicide blamed for damaging millions of acres of crops. The spray dicamba is meant to protect soybeans from weeds, but it can harm other plants if improperly applied. Nicole Irwin reports that even some farmers trained on proper use of the herbicide say it might not be worth the risk.
Jeff McGrew is in line with about 30 other West Kentucky farmers awaiting certification that they've been trained to apply the herbicide dicamba. The two-hour session explained the Environmental Protection Agency's new restrictions on use of the controversial herbicide. The session left McGrew uncertain about whether to use the spray.
I'm undecided right now, but I'm leaning towards not spraying it. I don't think in our area we're going to have much of any place that there will be enough area that we won't have buffer zones or other sensitive crops, and I'm not sure that it's going to work out for us.
EPA requires all users have training before they can legally apply the product. As The Resource reported in September, soybean farmers in the region claim more than 50,000 acres of crops were affected by herbicide misuse in 2017. McGrew is worried about damage at a farm he plans to rent this year.
Part of the ground that we farm is on the river bottoms, right on the edge of the Ohio River, and we're concerned about some drift coming across the river from Illinois, and we have no idea who those people are.
Dicamba label changes require applicators to follow strict guidelines. For example, the herbicide can't be sprayed if the wind is faster than 10 miles per hour and slower than 3 miles per hour. University of Arkansas soybean agronomist Jeremy Ross says the label is nearly impossible to follow.
I think now, you know, we pretty much opened Pandora's box, and I think as rapidly as technology is changing and some of these issues are coming up, you know, it's going to be difficult to slow down much and not get too far behind.
Ross says the dicamba controversy has larger implications for soybean growers and for several agribiz giants. Dicamba is sold by Monsanto, BASF, Dow DuPont, and intended for use with Monsanto's genetically modified soybeans. The beans, called Extendimax, are designed to grow with a dicamba application.
There's probably fear there that if the beans are still available, there's going to always be that chance that somebody's going to use some off-target products. To eliminate that issue, then the only option is to pull the technology completely off the market.
Ross says some farmers are planting the Extendimax beans but not spraying dicamba. They are depending on other herbicides, such as Roundup, instead. But many weeds have grown resistant to Roundup.
Weed resistance has been a challenge for farmers, and having dicamba as a solution both for this coming season and beyond is critical, and we continue to hear that feedback from farmers across the U.S.
That's Monsanto product manager Ryan Rubshiko. He says Monsanto has not considered pooling their Xtend soybeans from market, like Ross fears. Instead, he says Monsanto is focusing on training efforts and a digital tool to assist applicators.
We've spent a number of years breeding for this new technology, and so not only from a weed resistance perspective, this provides a new solution, but certainly from a yield component, it speaks to the amount of increase in adoption of this technology for this coming season.
Arkansas has the strongest restrictions so far on dicamba. Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky have limited restrictions to those listed on the EPA label. Kentucky-certified commercial applicator John Futrell says the training is helpful, but he will only be spraying dicamba for farmers early in the season, before plants have started to surface from the ground.
Most people are pretty pessimistic with it, and that's kind of where I am. I don't want to take a big risk, you know, a sensitive area and end up losing my insurance or something like that. Not worth it to me.
Soybean farmer Jeff McGrew says the weeds aren't bad enough for him to take the risk either.
After seeing the training today and realizing how much drift problems we could have, that's a huge problem with me. I don't want to have to buy somebody's bean crop out of my pocket.
In the meantime, he says he'll use other herbicides and look at implementing cover crops into his soil management plan. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.